Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from December 23rd, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Dorsey Wright. Positive start to the week with Monday's action, seeing commodities lead to the upside. Crude up over 2.5% there. We see gold up just shy of 2% there. Russell 2000 leading U.S. equity index is up over 1%. Only thing in negative territory in any type of way was the US dollar just down 32 basis points. AGG with bonds flat there. I did see the chart of crude oil reverse back into X's there at 58. Moment still takes another decent upside move for it to return to the buy signal at 63 currently. But now we'll just continue to watch near term action with that support there at 55. Moving on to gold, another all time high for gold as it climbed above 4,400. Even looking this morning, appearing it's going to climb above 4,500 there. So even improving upon those highs. And then as Russell 2000, we saw it reverse back into X's there to 2,560. Also saw the Russell 1000 return to X's. See the NASDAQ composite also returning to X's as well as the NASDAQ 100 with a move above 25,400 here, putting in a higher bottom there at 24,800. Similar chart action with quite a few of the indices we there seeing higher bottoms put in place. S&P 500 still maintaining a column of O's currently. Takes move above 6,900, matching those prior chart highs in order to reverse back into X's. As far as indicator action, none of the major ones or index related indicators reversed down or reversed had much chart action at this point. Just wanted to briefly go over the distribution curve of the NASDAQ Dorsey Wright 40 sectors. As we've seen this curve at least begin to shift right, normalize a little bit more there as the rating has increased for the average bullish percent, as we're seeing that participation come back to the market as stocks return to buy signals on their point and figure chart. Looking on to individual stock action, worth a shout out here for First Solar. As yesterday, it was actually announced that Alphabet was acquiring a major client, but we saw shares of First Solar rally off of that news, marking a new 52-week high as it rallies up to 284 here. Have been testing the bullish support line here, but has maintained buy signal since the latter part of November there, now clearing that November high there. We have good support there at 252 as well as at 244, additional at 236. Stock has been a five for fiber since yesterday, actually, after giving a PRS buy signal and has now moved up into the top quintile of that electronic sector matrix there. So one that we've seen some positive action out of yesterday, and then Novo Nordisk seeing some positive action today, at least at the moment, trading above 52, showing the potential of returning to a buy signal here if it maintains that until open. At 51, if we see that double top break there, you see some resistance there in that 60 lower $60 range, but is at least one that we're seeing to begin to rebound off of recent lows after they got a FDA approval for their weight loss drug. So seeing shares rally quite a bit this morning out of one of those stocks that have been kind of hit hard within the drug sector, which has seen some relative improvement, but this one it's sort of diverged relative to others. But that'll wrap us up for today. Pretty quiet day. There is some lighter economic news coming out, but fairly quiet otherwise. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.